Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today, I want to talk to you guys about meal planning and what I have done, what I've created, and the process of the kitchen, basically. How I have planned out all the meals to make my time in the kitchen more efficient, make my time in the kitchen less stressful, and a little bit more enjoyable. As much as I love cooking, as much as I love being in the kitchen, three meals a day, every day, every single day does get tiring. We're not a family that eats out a whole lot. We do a lot of home cooked meals. I cannot help you right now, baby. Mama's working. But I can be more than happy to help you when I'm done. We do eat a lot of home-cooked meals, more than, like, eating out, which I'm proud of. However, it does get exhausting. So, I came up with this system to kind of make it easier, and so far it has worked, and I kind of just wanted to take you guys along. And through this whole thing, if you guys are thinking about meal planning, if you guys are thinking and, like, just doing research on how to get your time in the kitchen to be better, less stressful, and exactly what I was looking for, don't erase anything. Don't erase, if you start to plan it out, don't erase it. Cross it out, put a sticker over it if you're a planner person, and just rewrite it. Buy some whiteout. Because all those mistakes, even though that you've corrected it, even though you said, oh, we're going to have this night, and you had to white it out because either it didn't happen or you changed your mind, keep it. Because that's a mistake, and you can go back on it and look and say, like, dang, I have progressed so much. I have done so much better. I'm getting better at this. This is worth it. Because if you look at the first time that I started doing this, there is so much that didn't happen, but I had all intentions on happening. And then there's so much that has also stayed. So I'm going to just jump into it. I have broken this down into about three different segments. I want to talk about how I plan out the meal plan. Sorry about that. I also want to talk about the meal planner breakdown, and I want to talk about the recipe book that we have and the organization on that as well. And we're just going to get right into it. The first topic that I want to talk about is how I plan out the meal plan. Both kids have migrated into the kitchen, so it's going to get a little noisy, but just bear with me. This content is worth it, guys, I promise. So how I plan out the meal plan is, first of all, the breakfasts and our lunches are almost always the same. We rotate basically the same three lunches and the same three breakfasts. Our breakfast is eggs and pancakes or toast and cereal and then oatmeal. Those are the ones that we rotate the most out of. Now, sometimes we will change it up, and we'll have whatever else I decide to make, like multiple meal or something. But for the most part, dinner or breakfast is one of those. And then lunch, we rotate between hot dog croissants, which a lot of people call them pigs in a blanket, where you just roll the hot dog in the croissant and put it in the oven. Really good, highly recommend. It's kind of a favorite in our house, with the kids at least. We also do peanut butter and jelly and chicken nuggets. These are those are the rotating ones that I always try to keep in the house. That way they're there. And then with those being what we rotate out of, now the sides is what changes. The main course is pretty much like the same, and then the side changes. Sometimes Tyler will ask for a salad, and so I'll make her a salad. Sometimes she'll ask for crackers, or even sometimes she'll ask for like shredded cheese. So I'll put a little shredded cheese on the side of it, and it, like, the sides change, but the entree stays the same. And we do have days where we'll have like grilled cheese sandwich instead for lunch, but that's basically what we do. And then when it comes to dinner is planned out a month in advance. So I should have all of April already planned out, but I don't, because this week was kind of, it wasn't even like crazy hectic. I was just procrastinating, let's be real and honest. And that's fine. Like, we're human. We can't be on top of our shit 24/7. We're only human. But ideally, the last 3 to 2 weeks of the month, I will start planning for the next month. And I like to plan out my leftovers and my home cooked, my box dinners, and our eating out. And it's box dinners, like macaroni is a box dinner. I have it color-coded, so if it's blue, I know that that's a box dinner. If it's green, I know that that's a home-cooked meal, and there's no box at all. If it's purple, that's a leftover night, and if it's light blue, it is an order-out or eat-out night. We go out to eat, or we order food in. And if it's red, it is something we have not tried yet. So it's a new recipe. And I'm still in the process of building. So I do have a lot of red. That way I can have more of a variety that can possibly one day turn into staples into our house, depending on the recipe. So far, we have not one with Tyler. But so those are basically what we have. I utilize leftovers a lot. I have like silent goals. I try to hit at least 3 to 4 home-cooked meals a day, a week. And then on the days that I don't want to cook, I'll put in a box meal. And the leftovers, I think I already said it, but I utilize them. So leftovers are, when you make a dinner, it's only good for a leftover for like 3 to 4 days. So I try to just use that 3-day mark as a leftover night. And so when I'm planning, I'll plan out that first week, and then after that leftover, I'll count every 1, 2, 3, 4 days, and on that 4th or 3rd day, I will have it be leftover. So like 3 dinners later will be a leftover night type thing. And then that kind of helps out the first things that I plan out is the first week, the days that we order out, and our leftovers, because the rest just kind of adds up altogether. The second thing that I do is, if I know that we're having like turkey and potatoes, in 2 weeks, I'll plan it out again, or we'll have it at least 2 times that month. A lot of families are against repeating dinners in the same month. I think it makes grocery shopping a lot easier. As long as my process of thinking is, as long as you have it mapped out with enough space in between, they're not going to care. And 9 out of 10, my family never cares. They just eat. And so that's kind of how we have it mapped out. And then when it comes to meal planning, you can also plan for your schedule. So on Mondays, we normally have play dates. So today we didn't. Mondays, we normally have play dates, so I try to keep it like casseroles, something that I can make ahead and put in the oven later. Tuesdays, I try to go out with the kids, and so I'll probably plan for an easier dinner. Wednesdays, we also have a play date, so I try to stick to like Instapot dinners or box dinners. And then Thursdays is free game because it's his day off. Which is, our schedule's about to change because his hours are getting ready to change. But Thursday is his day off, so I know that I could either make it an easy night for dinner so I can hang out with him, or I can make it a lengthy dinner, so something that takes a lot of processing. Not processing, but a lot of steps. And with that one, if I make something that takes a lot of steps on Thursdays, it makes it easy because Jeremiah can hang out with the kids and entertain the kids, and I don't have to do that. So I can focus more on cooking. On Fridays, it's pretty much open day. Sometimes we're home. Most of the time we're home, actually, on Fridays. So that's pretty much just whatever I'm feeling. Saturdays, we are mostly home. Sometimes there's a family event, just like Sunday. But Saturday, sometimes there's a family event. Sometimes there's a birthday party. So if I know in ahead, I can plan accordingly. And then on Sundays is also Jeremiah's other day off. And I can do the same thing. I can either cook or have leftovers. It just kind of depends on what's going on. And if I want, like, I try to map it out. So on this month that I'm looking at for my example, it's Daddy's. At this one, the month that I'm looking at for like my reference as I'm talking is soup, leftovers, sweet and sour, pork balls, and then leftovers. And that's, like, all the Sundays for the month. I know that soup is just canned soup. I don't go fancy with that. I'd like to one day, but I'm not there. Leftovers. I just have to heat things up. And sweet and sour pork balls, I know that that takes time. So I know that he'll watch the kids while I make them. So that's kind of how I do it for his days off, too. But, so yeah, that's basically the rundown. When Tyler starts school, this is most likely going to change again. I want to give her some months into school before we get her into, like, a sport or an extracurricular. But I do want to get her in one of those, too. Baby, don't whine at him. So that's basically it. I plan it out in a month in advance so that I already know what's going on. I also try to know what the plan is for the next month, which I've been doing really good at planning lately. So let's hope that it stays like that. Okay, and then the next one that I'm going to talk about is the planner breakdown. I keep our monthly menu in my planner, and then I add, this is all added, I've added this into my planner, and then I add a shopping list, but my shopping list is really extensive. I took a Happy Planner Teachers Edition, weekly layout, and I've made it into my pretty extensive grocery list. And I don't have it set as, like, this is week, this number through this number. No, I have it real simple. Week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you don't believe me, look at the calendar. There's not always just 4 weeks in a month. So I plan 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I have it broken down. So the idea of the planner is to have it in subjects. And I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 subjects. But I've planned it out into, well, subjects, but I've planned it out more like I have a slot for protein, a slot for grain, a slot for cans and packets or boxes. I have 2 slots for produce, I have a slot for dairy, and I have a slot for extra. And I've been thinking of ways that I could revise this just because my recipes have kind of changed recently, but I haven't figured it out yet. So I'm just going to share what I have. And so what I do is I also have a half sheet in between the weekly layout. I have a half sheet, and that's our basic groceries, and it just comes with the same, like, weekly, it comes with 5 weeks worth type thing. And I will be posting pictures of this on my Instagram so that you guys can check it out and kind of see what I mean and have an idea of it. But I break down everything. So I sit there. I have a binder. You want a sticker? Yeah, that's fine. One sticker. Okay. I have a family recipe book, which is just a binder with lined paper in it. But in that book, I use... It's our recipes. So when I am doing the grocery breakdown, I will sit here with my my planned out meals, and then I will look at the recipes, and I'll go through, okay, this recipe needs this protein, so if it's ground beef, I'll write down ground beef, and then this recipe needs this grain. If it's biscuits or cornbread or spaghetti, I'll write spaghetti noodles. I'll write down the noodles or the biscuits. Rice even is a grain, or breadcrumbs can also be a grain. So I know that I need those. Cans, packets, or boxes, that's like mac and cheese boxes, barbecue sauce, cream of chicken, like canned cream of chicken or cream of mushroom, stuff like those. And then when it comes down to the produce, obviously that's, I have produce A, produce B. I try to keep the canned produce with the canned stuff, but I almost never make it. But that's my goal. but it'll be like potatoes, bell peppers, onions, garlic, stuff like that, broccoli. I'll put in topics like Asian stir fry so that when I go to do my grocery pickup or grocery online stuff, I will type in Asian stir fry, and then it will look it up for me. And then I have dairy, so it's like our cheese or butter or milk, our coffee creamer, but that doesn't go into this section, but our cheese, butter, milk, Greek yogurt, if a recipe calls for Greek yogurt. You're okay. There's plain yogurt, cream cheese, just whatever I need for those dinners. This layout is specifically for dinners. And then the extras is like oil, ketchup, vegetable oil, olive oil, tater tots, tartar sauce, stuff like that, flour, just other ingredients that I don't have a slot for. And then when it comes to that half sheet of paper, these are our staple groceries, our like basic staples. So I have a pantry with staples in it, and if it's running low, then I will go into the pantry and use and like write it down. Every week on Friday is the goal. While the kids are eating lunch, I will stand in the kitchen and I will go through and mark what we need to buy, what we don't need to buy for the following week. And so I've broken it down really extensive. And it's really extra, but it makes shopping so much easier. I will go through and I'll look at the meats that I need. The protein says I need ground pork, chicken, and ground beef for week 4 of March. Those are the ones that I need. And I know, and then I'll go into the recipe book, or I'll turn the page and I'll look, like, okay, how many meals need chicken? How many meals need this? I'll go look in the freezer, see how much chicken I have, and see if I need to buy more. When I shop, I almost always try to buy double, as long as it's not perishable dramatically. So meat, I know that I can freeze in the freezer, so I will buy 2 packs of what I need instead of just 1 of the pack. Oh, Mason's stuck. Bonk. I will buy 2 packs instead of 1 of the pack, and he's getting it. He's good. And then that way I have stock. It's creating a stock, and then no matter what, so we have a pantry full of a stock. So we have peanut butter in there, and we keep 2 jars of peanut butter in the pantry at all times, and that's not including the one jar that's in the kitchen. We keep barbecue sauce, ranch, like all the condiments that go through the house really fast. And it makes me feel really good when Jeremiah uses the last bit or Tyler uses the last bit of ketchup and one of the other ones still want ketchup. And it's, okay, there's some in the pantry. Just go ahead and grab some. Or ranch, like there's more ranch in the pantry. Go ahead and grab some. There was one day where we just like the kitchen ran out of all the condiments and the pantry had them all. Those days right there make me feel so good. Like, what I'm doing is actually working and it's actually paying off. It's called shelf cooking, I believe. It was shelf cooking that I was introduced to, and it definitely made shopping a lot easier. If your finances are a little tight and you have the recipe that you need, you can always look back. Like, okay, I have this, this, and this. It's low, but it can wait until next pay period or next time you go grocery shopping. Then that's when it works so well. So this is basically how I break down the planner breakdown or the meal plan breakdown. And I, again, already said this, but I am going to try my best to post pictures of Instagram on the meal prep. Now, it is not perfect. So you guys know in advance. It is not perfect. It is not like, but it's perfect to me. I'm real freaking proud of this. So that's kind of where I'm saying at it. And it doesn't have to be perfect. One of the things that I've kept all of the months, and I look back like, wow, I've gotten really good at this. I'm doing a lot better at this. So that's the weekly breakdown or the planner breakdown of the groceries. So for the last part of this episode, I had to relocate to my bedroom because Mason went down for a nap and Tyler is going to watch a movie, which you could hear through the audio. And I didn't want you guys to have to hear the audio and my voice at the same time. So we are in my bedroom. And so for the last part is the recipe book and what I use and how I have them organized and labeled so that I can know what to do or I have an idea type thing. It's literally just I think this is like 1.5-inch notebook, maybe just 1-inch, not notebook, binder. It's blue and it has it's labeled family recipes. If you open it, it does have dividers. I have it broken down into 5 different subjects, which is casseroles, entrees, breads, sides and extras, and sweets. I am thinking of a better way to organize this, but this is just what I have now. And they are all handwritten recipes. The reason why, not the reason, but they're not my recipes. Only one of them is, but the rest are none of my recipes. They are from other people, whether they're bloggers or whether it's just from another website that I found. I give the credit to the person who made it in my book. So when I find a new recipe, I'll go to write it down. I write down the title and then I write down the person who made it. And then I'll write down the ingredients and instructions. It's the same setup every time I write it. I write down the ingredients or the title, the author, the ingredients, the instructions. And then after the instructions, I have an area where I can put notes down so that I can add in anything that I've had to change. Now, if I had to change it too dramatically, I will put it in the back of my binder in those like little pockets. In the back, I'll put it in the little pocket, and I know that this side needs to get revised or rewritten, and then I'll rewrite it, and I'll put it where it belongs. I also have these, like, paper markers, like the tabs, where they're like post-it notes, but you can, like, mark your paper, like, I want to go back to this page type thing. I use them in a different sense. I have 3 colors. I have pink, yellow, and green, and they all have a meaning. For pink, which I, for some reason in my head, think it's red, but I know that it's pink. But for pink, it is definitely a recipe that we have never tried. It's one that we have yet to try, but I have planned on trying it. I tried to get at least 3 to 4 new recipes a month just while I'm still building up my collection and building up my base, basically like my foundation. And if they're not good, I throw them out. If they're good, obviously I keep them, and if there's changes, then I put them where it needs to be changed, and I will rewrite it. And then, so if it's red, it's something we've never used, we've never made, I've never done it before, the kids have never had it. If it's green, I know that that is a family favorite. Green is clear, we're in the clear, everybody's gonna like dinner tonight, nobody's gonna complain, nothing but good credit for mama type thing. So, I do have the green one. Annoyingly enough, I don't have a lot of green in here. Tyler has reached a whole new age of wanting to be a picky eater, which we're doing pretty good on countering it, reversing it, getting rid of it, diminishing it. I don't know what the word is, but we're working on it, and it's working. And then the last color tab that I have is actually yellow, and yellow means that it has dairy. Dairy is not something that agrees with my stomach, but Mason also doesn't, it doesn't agree with his stomach. It's starting to, but it not quite there yet. So yellow, I know, like, I'll look at the recipe and depending on how much cheese it is, I'll either set some aside for him or I'll make him something completely different. What I try to do is if we're having macaroni casserole, I'll go out and I'll go buy like the dairy-free, the vegan macaroni, and I'll make a macaroni casserole for him out of like vegan cheese and vegan milk and not vegan, but non-dairy cheese and non-dairy milk and what have you. But sometimes you just can't do that, and that's fine. I'll just make him something different. But yeah, so this is pretty much all, that's how I do it. I do use reinforcements, which is like those little hole stickers that you put on the paper. I do use those just so the paper gets protected a little bit. One day I do plan on going back and printing everything out, but I just haven't. I want to wait till I'm at home and I can do it because we're just waiting to get ink, printer ink. But in the meantime, it totally works. I also use the covers. I don't have a cover in it so that I can use the covers for when I'm cooking. I can put that piece of paper in the cover and I can just look at it and I don't have to worry about getting the paper dirty or gross because it's protected with those covers that we're allowed to put something in, and we destroyed the shit out of them when we were in school, but now I keep it pretty blank, which is really nice. But yeah, so that's basically all that I have for you guys today. I am so excited to be able to get this out and kind of keep it organized for you guys as best as I could. Again, I am going to post pictures of it on Instagram so that you guys can see what I mean and have an idea. I also want to work on making like a printable so that you guys can print it out and have it and see if it works for you guys. It 100% is working for me. I am making minor alterations to the family recipe book, and I might be making alterations to the layout of the grocery shopping, but at the same time, it's going to be the same, just different categories. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode. Oh, gosh. We're good. We're all good. Say hi.